This is CRI News. I'm Paul James. G20 leaders are now sending out strong messages calling for unity to tackle the world's economic woes following the first day's meeting. Chinese President Hu Jintao has been stressing cooperation, saying that China is going to maintain a position of balanced growth. However, he is also warning of economic consequences if emerging markets continue to be pressed to revalue their currencies and reduce exports. Meantime, French President Nicolas Sarkozy is vowing to protect the Eurozone. Sarkozy says the G20 leaders have shown a willingness to unite behind Greece by coordinating their economic policies. The European Central Bank has surprised the markets with an interest rate cut. ECB has cut its rate by a quarter point to 1.25%. The move has pushed up markets across the globe. The decision to cut the rates comes despite inflation in the Eurozone hovering around 3% for the second straight month. That is well above the ECB's target of under 2%. The International Criminal Court's chief prosecutor now says Muammar Gaddafi's son, Saif al-Islam, may be trying to flee Libya. Luis Moreno Ocampo says his sources are suggesting that Saif al-Islam may be headed for Niger with the help of mercenaries.
We are also receiving information that a group of mercenaries may be endeavoring to facilitate Saif al-Islam's escape from Libya. We are calling upon the state to do all they can to disrupt any such operation.
The ICC has been talking with intermediaries to try to secure Saif al-Islam's arrest following the death of his father last month. Saif al-Islam has been in hiding for several months. He's wanted by the ICC for murder and persecution. The Palestinians' foreign minister now says that they will not accept anything less than full UN membership. Riyad al-Maliki says an upgrade to an observer state wouldn't be good enough for them.
We have decided not to go to the General Assembly and going to the Security Council is really to prove that we are not going to accept anything less than a full membership. You know, an observer status, non-member state, is really, it's an option that we have had for so long.
The Palestinians are currently designated as an observer entity at the United Nations. Varying reports are now suggesting that, despite a pledge by the government, the violence in Syria has not abated. Local activists are reporting that close to 20 people have been killed in fresh clashes in the area around Homs, which is one of Syria's most volatile areas. The deaths have taken place following the Syrian government's agreement to implement an Arab League-backed peace initiative. That deal would see the Syrian armed forces move out of urban areas, along with the release of detainees and the start of talks with the opposition. Meanwhile, the U.S. State Department says that it has seen no evidence that President Bashar al-Assad plans to live up to the pledges he's made to the Arab League. Kenyan military forces are continuing their push into southern Somalia, killing 18 suspected al-Shabaab militants. The al-Shabaab fighters were killed in a single attack on their boat in the Indian Ocean. At the same time, the Kenyan military says it's going to continue its push into southern Somalia to try to root out more al-Shabaab fighters. The push into the country by Kenya comes after the kidnapping of foreigners inside Kenyan territory by suspected al-Shabaab militants. Hewlett-Packard has now introduced its Slate 2 tablet PC, a business-targeted tablet computer running the Windows operating system. Slate 2, featuring an 8.9-inch screen, is said to come with a faster startup time and a longer battery life. It also has a Bluetooth keyboard dock and a swipe keyboard, which allows users to enter words by sliding a finger or stylus from letter to letter, lifting only between the words. At least 2 people are dead and 59 others remain trapped underground after a cave-in at a coal mine in Henan. Accident happened at a mine in the city of Sanmenxia last night. There were 75 workers in the mine when the cave-in took place. 14 managed to escape. Rescue work is ongoing. A disabled art troupe from China has staged its first charity show at the National Theater in the city of Yangon in Myanmar. Earnings from the show, titled My Dream, will go to disabled people in Myanmar. Deaf and blind performers from China have taken part in the performances, which have included dances and a performance of Peking opera. The charity event will run through this Friday. And that's the latest from CRI News. I'm Paul James.